This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, starring Michael Harrison? I'm Doug Steffen, along with a cast of thousands of people who have done a lot of work on talk radio stations and programs around the country, contributing to the news talk genre with great conversation. So the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is run by Michael and his group, they have investigated the stories being discussed on the radio stations around the country that do news talk. So we've come together with a 10-item list of stories and a 10-item list of people being discussed. So, Michael, let us start with a review of those lists, shall we?
I love the way you describe it as we've investigated it. We've launched an investigation, and
yes,
now we're here are the
world is full of investigations.
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, there's even an investigation on our survey. Let's go through it. Number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and those fabulous NBA playoffs. At number 9, the Black Klansman film. I think I pronounce it properly. If not, please correct me. At number 8, Tom Wolfe, Margot Kidder deaths. At number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States, otherwise referred to as SCOTUS, and its ruling on sports betting. At number 6, the most important story of all, the royal wedding.
It would seem.
At number 5, the Jerusalem embassy move and Gaza violence. At number 4, U.S.-Mexico border security. At number 3, U.S.-China trade negotiations. At number 2, the North Korea meeting and the nuclear program. And number 1, the investigation. The Trump-Russia investigation. The people on our survey, number 10, LeBron James. Number 9, a tie between Tom Wolfe and Margot Kidder. We have at number 8, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu and Recep Erdogan. At number 6, Kim Jong-un. At number 5, James Comey. At number 4, Hillary Clinton. She refuses to go away. At number 3, Rudy Giuliani, he refuses to go away too, along with Michael Cohen. Robert Mueller,
you take the hint after all this time. Yeah.
Robert Mueller, the quietest person on our people survey every week. He's quite professional, and he doesn't talk.
No. Well, he isn't talking to us. However, he is spending, in terms of taxpayer dollars, the number that came out this week in the one-year anniversary of this witch hunt, and I say that pejoratively because I think that's what it is, a political witch hunt, $160 million the American taxpayer has paid for this, and to this point there is absolutely nothing, zero, to show for it, unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am.
You are either right
or you're wrong.
Very wrong.
That's nothing else.
But I salute you for having the courage to come out with that absolute, totally committed statement.
Yes.
So witch hunt, and nothing has come out of it.
Well, what has? I challenge you and others to come up with a list of concrete things that has, at the result of this work, has better served the American people.
Okay, I'm going to embarrass you.
Good.
Here we go.
All right, we're listening.
Where were you on the night of October 23rd, 2016?
Getting ready to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I have photos of you having dinner with a mysterious-looking woman.
Really?
At the Russian Tea Room.
That happens a lot.
All right. Okay. Number 1 of the people survey, we have Donald Trump.
Yes, in compromising position in the Russian Tea Room. Yes.
I don't even think the Russian Tea Room is there anymore, actually.
No, I think it's long gone. Yeah.
That was a hell of a place.
Right. Unga bunga.
Yeah,
great stories
exactly.
Out of there. All across Britain, all across the world, Meghan and Harry are everywhere with the royal wedding fever gripping Britain and America and all the stuff. Have you paid attention to these stories that are coming from the silliness of this?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot. I am not up on it on the same level that I sometimes follow royal family stuff just for pure entertainment. It's very entertaining. Yeah. That being said, I don't find these two characters that interesting.
Right.
That's just me. I'm
You're not a fan of Suits, the TV show?
No, I'm not a detractor of it either. I haven't seen it, but I kind of am still a fan of the old royal stories, of Queen Elizabeth's origin, the stuff that's on The Crown on Netflix. Great series.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
Those are good.
Queen Elizabeth II, interesting character. Her late sister, Princess Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
She was married to a strange guy that gave her a lot of grief. Those were interesting days. These new characters remind me more of, Hollywood celebrity types than the old royal family. But I guess it's just a matter of time. They'll have their place in meaningless history as well.
I'm a cynic.
I'm cynical, but I've come to the conclusion that the human race, we need these kinds of things. I don't know why, but
yeah,
we do.
Need distractions.
We need to have symbols, ideal fairy tale stories, celebrities that we could root for, root against, build up and tear down. Nonsense, but it has a place, and it just fascinates me how important these unimportant things are.
Yeah, well, it's a gradient thing. One of the best things about this format that we love and hold dear is how we can go, we've talked about this hundreds of times on this program, how you can take the substance of one story or an item and go in different directions with it. For example, I heard somebody the other day asking for the listeners to give their best advice for a happy marriage, obviously anticipating what was going on with the royal wedding, but I thought that was it was quite a good conversation. So if you were put in that position, asking you for your advice for a happy marriage, how would you advise? You and your son recently married, so what did you tell him? Did you give him any advice?
I think the most important advice for a happy marriage is honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one should not be dishonest with one's spouse.
I agree.
I think that's the primary one. You've got to be able to trust. You have to be able to trust your partner, whether you're married or not. If it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever your partnership, it comes down to trust. Then, of course, there's a lot of other things. But I think the number one element of a successful marriage, romantic relationship. Any really kind of partnership of that, but marriage is, of course, probably the deepest and most important partnership a person can get into in their life, is trust.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Very good advice, sage advice from Michael Harrison, who also is a marriage counselor in addition to being the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. 14 past the hour. Are you full of vim, vigor, and vitality, or do these adjectives sound familiar to you? You're fatigued, you are drained, you are depressed, you have aches and pains, you are weak, abdominal pain, painful joints, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. All these sorts of things are an indicator that you have let your body go. And the way to get it back is to use Calotren, Calotren, which is, among other things, a completely stimulant-free and drug-free weight loss formula, which is aimed at cleansing your body. But more importantly, it has in it, as its main ingredients, what your body's main ingredient is. That's collagen. You know what collagen is? Collagen protein, the highest quality, the best way to make sure your body works well. The digestive system works well. Enzymes are working well. You need to have collagen in your body. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. But when you're in your 20s, things, you have built up collagen as you have grown. Your body has matured. And once you get into your 20s, things stop building and start falling apart. And so when your natural collagen starts to decline, you begin to gain weight. You're not doing, the body is reacting to some of the things you put in your body, and that's not a pretty picture. So If you have gained a lot of weight since you're in your 20s and 30s, now is the time for you to start a program that will really work. Taking collagen in Calitrin will help stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. This is nutrition on top of nutrition. Your body needs this. It craves it. It wants it in order to work more efficiently. So, if you want to have a body that works well, looks good, and feels really terrific, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for your body being in tip-top shape and for you losing weight, gaining energy, having really solid joint support, all these things together. Sounds too good to be true? Wait till you start using it. I'm on it, and I love it. Start by going to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. There's a special 10% offer. You get three bottles, and then a fourth one comes to you free. But on the three bottles, you get 10% off. So you get four for the price of three with a 10% discount. Pretty cool, huh? Be sure you check the box for DJV when you go to toploss.com. Toploss.com, box DJV. For 10% off on the three bottles that you pay for, you'll also get one free. You can call them if you want. 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But if you are frustrated by not having been able to lose weight since Christmas, man, you should be all over this. Get Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the special code DJV for a great value.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. All right, so the passing of Tom Wolfe and Margot Kidder. Wolfe, quite an icon as far as authors are concerned. A lot of his books got turned into movies, Michael.
Yeah, The Right Stuff. That was. I think The Right Stuff was a brilliant movie.
Fabulous movie. It really was.
It was largely misunderstood. It was very long in terms of its running time. Some people found it boring. Some people didn't get it. But most film fans and critics over the years have looked at it with an increasingly positive view.
Yeah.
It's an amazing film, and I recommend it for anybody who likes good films or is interested in some insights into the space program.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane on a couple of Superman movies, died at 69, and so that was kind of sad for a lot of people. 21 after the hour. Yep.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour in the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, which you can listen to. If you don't, you hear bits and pieces of it. You want to hear the whole thing as an aggregate every weekend. It's available at talkradiocountdownshow.com or on hundreds of great radio stations around the country. Some people want to keep up. They want to listen to it all at once. So out of the corner of your ear, if you hear something and you want to, oh, wait a minute, I want more of that, but I don't have time right now, then you can find it conveniently located at talkradiocountdownshow.com. One of the things that happened this week that people like it when we get into the inside, the intricacies, if you will, Michael, of what's going on in the business, we have been, for all the years this program has been on the air, talked off and on about something called the Fairness Doctrine, which was actually repealed, what, 30-some-odd years ago, about the time Rush Limbaugh started on the air. That was the end of the Fairness Doctrine. Do you want to... This is a policy that requires stations to provide equal time to both sides of an issue. Apparently, some people are still trying to revive this.
Well, you always hear that. It's not coming back. We talk about it every couple of years. There's always somebody who wants to bring back the Fairness Doctrine, as if broadcast radio and television were the only places people can go to hear debate about the issues.
Right.
And then it wasn't even workable back in the day when that was the case. It really inspired radio stations not to talk about controversial issues because it was almost impossible to honestly and accurately measure what's equal time for one side of an issue and another side of an issue when a lot of issues don't have sides, whether there's middles and there's, you know, there's two sides of the left and two sides of the right. So it just basically became a way for the government or politicians or critics to cause trouble for radio stations when it came to talking about political issues or controversial issues, the result of which is they didn't talk about them. Rather than take a risk of being fined or censored or censured or losing their license, you just never heard the kind of political discussion on the radio that you hear today. And it was deemed to be unconstitutional, an infringement upon First Amendment rights. And it was. It's not coming back. And it would be terrible for broadcast media to have to compete against against non-licensed media. It would put them out of business. So I don't give much credence to the discussion about the fairness doctrine.
Well, it happens. It becomes a political football, a lot like Roe v. Wade. People say, oh, this administration's going to get rid of that. Never, ever, ever will that happen. But because people like to stir the pot, or maybe they have a slow day, whatever it is conversationally, that thing comes back to the surface once in a while. But there is not, there's stuff, what is it called, like Social Security, the third rail of conversation. You don't touch those things because the public won't stand for it.
I think Social Security has been called the third rail of politics. And when people wonder what a third rail is the rail in subway systems or train systems that are electrified, that the third rail, that's where the train gets its electricity. You touch that, you're zapped.
Done. Yeah. Right. Isn't that interesting how some of those things have been lost in translation over the years? It kind of reminds me of a conversation I had with one of my colleagues who didn't know who G. Gordon Liddy was.
One of the things about, you know, I hate to say this, getting older, is you realize how temporary these little bubbles of information of celebrity, fame, and history are.
Yeah.
Many millennials today don't know who Abraham Lincoln was. That's an exaggeration.
Oof.
But you often hear it said that was before my time.
Yeah.
And it is true that the average memory or awareness of history in 2018 is a lot less than it was back in the
year. Because we're not teaching it well.
Yeah.
Something to continue is in terms of focus as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Pier 1 asked Katie, what makes her summer parties awesome?
People always rave about my drinks.
But on the DL,
I don't know a thing about mixing drinks.
All I know is when I pour them in my Pier 1 Moscow Mule mugs, they somehow taste better.
Say hello to summer with Pier 1's biggest Memorial Day sale ever. Save up to 50% on Moscow Mule mugs, placemats, napkins, and other stylish decor for your home. Plus, sales on all outdoor goods, too. From lanterns to furniture to outdoor pillows and more. See stores or Pier 1.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
That it is, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Doug Steffen is here. Go to talkers.com. You can see the highlights of the week in conversation, some of the news that is making in the talk radio media. Michael does a weekly podcast, the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview. This week you have Craig Carton.
Yeah.
Would you like to explain who he is and why you interviewed him?
He's an interesting guy, isn't he? He is one of the top talk show hosts in the sports genre in America for 10 years on WFAN in New York with Boomer Esiason, and was yanked from the air all of a sudden in a shocking news story that the feds raided his house in New York and are charging him with fraud in a Ponzi scheme for millions of dollars, involved in a ticket scam. He denies it vehemently, maintains his innocence. He's going to go to trial in October, says that will clear his name. He's been very quiet. I got this exclusive interview with him.
Yeah.
And part of the story is he's going to be trying to make a return to broadcast AM/FM terrestrial radio with his own syndicated program, and that's a big deal in the business. It's an interesting drama. It's very, very, very good podcast. It's at mhinterview.com. People who like radio or just like real human stories, you know, human interest stories, or like sports talk, it's got it all. It's one of the best podcasts of the series.
What is there about him that appeals to the listener? He has done when he got, he obviously was doing well on the station in New York, and then he went off onto a podcast, and now he's coming to terrestrial radio back again. So why are people going to find him appealing?
He's a bad boy. He's like in the tradition of what we used to call shock jocks. He has a
Howard Stern type, you mean?
A little bit
Howard
Stern.
Sports world?
Yeah, a little bit Howard Stern like, and you know, very opinionated, brash, irreverent, and knowledgeable. So he's a good package. He's a unique voice and very, very popular. He and Boomer were top in their demographic for years. They replaced Imus when Imus got into trouble with the Rutgers University
right.
female basketball team for you know, remarks he made. And you know, they said, how are they going to replace Imus? And their ratings were much higher than Imus ever had. And so he was pulled off the air. He resigned, but who knows, you know, what was behind the scenes.
He
very
was told
quickly.
It would be in his best interest.
Yeah. And, you know, until he goes to trial, no one knows. You know, in my opinion, he's innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I do know that his leaving the radio was a loss for our industry, and I hope that he's found innocent, and I hope that he gets back to being where he should be, entertaining people on the radio.
Can we engage in a bit of philosophy for a moment, please, from your point of view? The philosophy which we have discussed many times over the years at our events, where are the next stars coming from? And there has been speculation in certain corners of the talk radio industry that the managers of radio stations and networks are looking to podcasts, people who are doing well with podcasts, to find the next stars of the radio. I find that intriguing because at Talkers Magazine, go to talkers.com this week, there's a story about Dennis Miller, who was and is, in my opinion, a very intelligent fellow, a conversationalist who has really something to say. He's not just a flake, and he's not infantile
mm-hmm.
in his approach to things. I think he's very smart. And he went off the air after he'd been on doing a syndicated show for a number of years, started doing a podcast, and now he apparently has done well. They're going to have more podcasts. But what my question to you is, why isn't this guy on the radio?
Well, the radio is not the only way to go. Podcasting, online radio.
But he's good on the radio. I thought he was good.
Well, yeah, I don't know the details of why he's not on the radio, but he may have had other things to do. He wasn't a failure on the radio. He was successful on the radio.
Yeah.
But you're asking me a complicated question. First, you asked me where the star's coming from, and then you're asking me why he's not on the radio.
Well, I use this as an example because he's a guy who's a podcaster that was on radio, and
let me pivot into a point.
Yeah.
Podcasting is not just a way for newcomers to get on the radio, but it's also a way that old timers are coming back to the radio, proving how good they can be. People who, for one reason or another, fell off the radio, either because they had conflicts with management, or they may have had a bad spell of poor ratings that could have eventually been turned around, but they didn't have a chance. They weren't making enough money. The radio business is not a glamorous business. It is one of the areas that, well, I don't know if any place in show business is glamorous anymore. It's a tough business, the radio business, and there's been no secret about the fact that it's been financially challenged. So there's not as big amount of money to be made in radio. Almost everybody in the radio business has taken what's called a haircut. They've taken salary cuts.
Oh, so I'm bald.
Yeah, hardly. So
I'm using that as a reference to your.
I understand. That's your business. You have riches in many other ways.
Thank you.
But the point is that. I think it's obvious that future media talent, whether it's going to be TV hosts and stars, radio, whatever, are coming from the internet, because the internet is free, and it's a place where it's free of the burdens that broadcast media face and the restrictions that are there, and a lot of incredibly talented people, not just audio, video podcasts. There are people doing video shows on YouTube that rival professional network programming and are deeper, more intelligent, more entertaining, and technically up to snuff, because it's all done with computers. So I think that the answer to your question is the internet is where the talent will be found.
You can find discussions of things like this at talkers.com, along with the weekly listing of the top news talk stories. Find those listed as well. We talk about them here, and you can find the official list there. Here's something that is official. Chronic sleep loss may hasten the onset of several diseases, including Alzheimer's, dementia. There are all kinds of things that are going on in your body. If you do not get enough rest, it's, and I don't want to say it's going to be curtains for you, but it isn't going to be good for you. And so the people who put together these great mattresses and pillows, all the different bed toppers they have at MyPillow.com, all aimed at helping you enhance your immune system, because that's what good rest does for you, along with preventing weight gain, improving your mental health, keeping you away from heart disease. It's really the bottom line to health, having a good night's rest. MyPillow, MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, get 50% off whatever there is, whether it's the pillows, the mattress, the catalog is full of things that will help enhance your sleep. And for the next week, to all present and past U.S. servicemen and women, the folks at MyPillow.com are offering you additional savings. Save more. This is a special price deal that you cannot get by going into any retail stores where they sell MyPillows. Only online at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. So go there. If you were in the service, still a great time for you to save money. 50% is the mark off is 50% on two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. This is made in America, backed by a 10-year warranty. It's a fast-selling product, so take advantage of it. And if, as I say, you're in the service, get even a better deal between now and Memorial Day at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, now 45 after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Enjoy it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. One of the people who were not on the list this week, I was interested in two names, one that was on the list and one that wasn't. The one that wasn't is Melania Trump, because she had an operation. The president's been going over there every day this week to check on her. Normally, the procedure she had, Michael, according to the information I had from a guest on the program earlier this week, was that it's a 2, maybe 3-day deal. She's been in for quite a while longer than that, and there's concern that there's something going on. And one wonders how you keep things like this quiet under the circumstances. Is there something going on? Is the news media just speculating and making it worse? And how much conversation has there been about that? The reason I bring it up is because Hillary Clinton's name is in the people list this week at number 4, and you just wonder how much new is there there.
Well, Hillary is always talked about as a reference point.
Yeah.
In a number of ongoing news stories. So Hillary is indeed still a newsmaker. Melania Trump's a newsmaker too, but she's not connected to that many stories. The story of Melania is less talk about it on the radio. Mm-hmm. As far as whether or not the news media is covering up anything, you know that's not the case. The news media doesn't cover anything up anymore. Those days are up. Anything that the news media makes up some stuff here and there or exaggerates.
Oh my God. No, please don't tell me that.
Yeah, but that aside, and I don't mean that to be a slam against the media. I've always been a critic of the media because I think the media is that important, as I am a critic of government and politicians. All sides play an important role and have a responsibility, and we the people should hold their feet to the fire. Melania, I think it's true. I think she's had a surgery that hopefully is not life-threatening. They say it's not, but it's painful.
Yeah.
And she's a human being. And we all know, you know, have you noticed, maybe it's because of the age of the way insurance controls everything or just the state of our health care, that doctors and hospitals always underplay what the recovery is going to be like. Oh, you'll be out of the hospital in
one day.
Well,
the insurance companies want them out.
Exactly.
That's one of the big things in the conversation about health care in our country always falls short when it comes to this discussion. You've just hit the nail on the head with regard to insurance and what they do, how they control the situation, get people out of the hospital. We don't want to pay for them anymore, even if it's not appropriate for them to be released from the hospital.
Everybody that I know who's ever gone in for surgery, it's always turned out to be a more difficult recovery than they anticipated based on what they were told by the doctors, the hospitals, and the insurance companies.
Yeah.
Every case I've seen.
Right.
I mean, it's not that they died, it's not that they were suffered for months, but it was always a few days longer, more pain, more drugs than anticipated. And it's a very subjective thing when you say, you know, how does it hurt on a scale of 1 to 10? Well, a number 2 on me may be a number 8 on somebody else. Pain is a funny thing,
you know,
to understand.
One of the other things that maybe we'd spend a minute on here, the idea of advertisers controlling what subject matters there are on the air. You saying what you just did, talking about being in hospitals, the state, the insurance companies, but the drug companies also. There was a report out this week about how many drugs, starting with simple things like Advil and Aleve, contribute to Alzheimer's and dementia, but yet no straightforward doctors want to talk about it. No conventional doctors want to talk about it because it flies in the face of what the big drug companies, and much of what they do is dependent on the big drug companies, what they're doing and how it's being done and what it's doing to affect our longevity. I think there's something there that is really in need of, you know, one of those I-team investigations. What causes Alzheimer's? Maybe we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the air with the stories. The chart from Talkers for the week of May 14th to the 18th, 2018. We've been discussing many of the serious elements of the countdown, the stories that are in the countdown. And we also, as we often do, talk about some of the ancillary figures and programs that are there to help entertain and inform you. And as the world changes, there are many things that are reflective of that that get onto the air. Sometimes there are general interest programs. Sometimes there are themed programs. Kim Komando and was it Louis Laporte? What's Laporte's first name? Who does a great tech show. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, there are genres. We have people on the weekend that do all kinds of specialty shows, medical shows, that kind of stuff. This program is heard, for the most part, over the weekend. And so when I look around at some of the new ideas stimulating people, I see something at Talkers.com about a show called The Cannabis Connection.
Well, I guess all I'm saying is, you know, I'm thinking of the way you set this up, you know, new ideas that stimulate people.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Cannabis is a great topic. I mean, you as a farmer.
Yeah.
People may not know, Doug is also a thought leader in the community of family farmers, and he's a passionate farmer in addition to his broadcast career. And cannabis is a tremendous subject, not just from a standpoint of agriculture. Look at the opportunities there, but for commerce, taxes, medical applications, big topic, big part of current discussion, and I'm not surprised there are shows about it.
Well, the social revolution that we have enjoyed in our country in our lifetime, I'm remembering back to when one of the first Talkers Convention, there's a fellow who was trying to host, I don't even know where it is now, I was friends with him for a while, and I appeared on his program to try to help him. There was a gay guy from Cleveland who did a show on the gay lifestyle. I don't remember his name, you may.
His name was Buck something.
That's right, Buck, yes, right, yep. And it was a well-conceived and well-thought-out program, and maybe it's still on, but I bring it up because it's one of those niche things that would have an audience, and the advertising support for it, when you talk about cannabis, there's huge advertising potential there. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the gay community and how most of them are really upper, what we used to call the upper disposables, lots of money. And so advertising works very well in that environment as well. And then I'm thinking about other shows. I suppose we could come up with any number of shows that would have. And you mentioned my farming program, the American Family Farmer. Well, you didn't mention the program, but I do. And this was Michael's idea, actually, to do a program. We started it off at Talkers Radio. You can find it at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We started the American Family Farmer Show there. And then it graduated to now over 200 radio stations and a podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find all of that. But it's a special interest thing about food and farming and stuff that is applicable. And unfortunately, we haven't figured out how to make any money with it yet. But
well,
it
maybe
is.
We should specialize in marijuana.
Maybe. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting rid of a few cows and putting marijuana in the ground? And
I've been doing a lot of that thinking, thank you, Frankie. Hemp first, because it's easier to get done. Hemp, I went to a conference and figured out how to do hemp on the farm. But then marijuana.
Just keep the cows away from the marijuana fields.
Oh.
They'll eat it all, and they'll be very, very high, happy cows.
You know, that's one of the funniest things.
Remember contented cows? You know, Kardashians made milk is from contented cows.
Contented cows.
I love that line.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with talk radio, except it would make a great conversation for people who live in rural areas listening to talk radio programs with a local host. When we raise cattle corn called silage, and when it's chopped, it's put into a wagon, brought to a silo, and in the silo, a fermentation process begins.
Oh, my.
And it lasts for several months, and when you start feeding it out to the cows, this is no joke.
Drunk
cows. I'm
not
kidding. The cows, when you put it out for the first week or so, and the cows start eating it, they are absolutely as silly as you can imagine. After
they've funny.
Eaten it from the trough for an hour or so, they start running around the pasture. They kick their heels up. It is absolutely hysterical to watch what happens when you first start feeding out. And, yeah, the same thing would happen with hemp. And if you were to feed, it's a great crop for animals.
There's nothing as enjoyable as a silly cow.
That's right. And you heard that first here on the talk radio. What a way to end this hour of the countdown. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. You've been listening to Michael Harrison, Talkers editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.